We're learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. A sugya, it starts at Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, the Machlokes Rebbe, Reb Nosson, and Chananya ben Akavya. The Rebbe holds Chayiv Kares al Rishon v'Chayiv Kares al Hasheni. There's a Chayiv Kares if you're Mezer v'Pesach Rishon, also if you're Mezer by Pesach Sheni. And Reb Nosson says Chayiv Kares al Rishon v'Potter al Hasheni. And Reb Chananya ben Akavya says Afal Rishon en Chayiv Kares al Mkayim Loyoses Hasheni. And the Gemara brings the psukim for each one, how they learn that Visha Shutar Baderech Lai V'chodah Lasa Pesach Menichrus Es Berishayin, and the Shalas had a taich Ki Karban Hashem Likar Me'andei, Rabbi Yol, Ki Karban Hashem Likar Me'andei means if you don't bring the Sheni, Chet the Yisulushu you get Karis, and Reb Nosson holds that Ki Karban Hashem Likar Me'andei means the Rishon, means the Ha, and Reb Nosson holds Ki Karban Hashem Likar Me'andei means the Sheni, but it's a Tanai. You only get Karis in the Rishon if you also aren't Makir of the Sheni. So Gemara's Maskon is, and Tzad the Gimel and Beis, Hilchach Hizid Bezeo Bezeo De V'Akol Chayim, V'Mezid by both the Chayiv Karis. Shog Bezeo Bezeo V'Shog by both the V'Akol Potter. Hizid B'Rishon V'Shog B'Sheni, if you Mezid B'Rishon Shog B'Sheni, the Rebbe of Nosim Chayvi, Rebbe of Nosim both hold the Chayiv. Rebbe Chayim and Akavya Potter, because he holds that since the Sheni is the Kant of the Rishon, so mainly you need a Mezen on the Sheni also. Shog of the Rishon, visit the Sheni, the Shog of the Sheni, then the Rebbe Chayiv, the Nosem Chayiv and the Kavya Potter. Because the Rebbe is the only one who holds the Chayiv Chorus on the Sheni, or Nosem Chayiv and the Kavya holds the Chayiv Chorus on the Sheni. Now the Shaila is, what's the din according to Rebbe and Reb Nosem if you brought the Sheni? If you visit the Rishon and you brought the Sheni. The Gemara only talks about if you hear it berishin and you shag a gal hasheni. There it says, according to both of them, you chayiv. And the machloikis is, if you shag berishin, hear it b'sheni, there according to Rebbe, you chayiv, and according to Abnasin, you potter. But what's in if you taka did the sheni? Maybe there's no din karis if you did the sheni. The Gemara is talking about the whole Gemara, somebody didn't do either one. The shayla is which one's amazing, which one's b'shegi. If they're both b'mezid, you chayiv. They're both b'shegi, you potter l'kuliyam. The shayla is if the first one's amazing, the second one's amazing. But what about if you taka brought the sheni? Maybe in such a case, according to everyone, there's a p'tur karis. Now the Gemara is not mashman that way, because the Gemara in the Afsan, the Gimma Min Aleph, the Lashem Chananya Min Akavi, the Braisa is, Afa Levishen Nechayim Karis, Elam Kein Layosa, says sheni. That's what it says. It's mashman, Chananya Min Akavi holds that sheni takanta devishen, si taka nida layosa, says sheni. But according to both Rebbe and Reb Nosson, even if you were also sheni, be chayiv kares for the hizid berishin. It doesn't matter that you did the sheni. As I is mashman the gemara. But Rashi says after the rishin and chayiv shiyazin after yozin after sheni. That's how he teaches it. You have to be amazing on the sheni. The other one's old. You don't have to be amazing on sheni. You also chayiv if you're shaking on the sheni. What if you made? What if you taka brought the sheni? Maybe the kula alma you put it. So Pashas is the machlekes rishinim. Rashi the maskel the shlumi the rishin. Rashi says, Miu, he's going in Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson is the Shlumi Divishin. Miu, Tekuni Livishin Mikaris, and his Divishin Lay Mesakinle. Hilcha Chayiv Karis Bivishin Afilu Asas Hashemi. Rashi's Mufurish, even according to Reb Nosson, that holds the Shlumi Divishin, but it's not Mesakin. You didn't do the Divishin Menezi to Chayiv Karis no matter what. But the Sheni is managed the Shlumin of Divishin. It's not a regular Fneatzmai. So mail is no din karis. Somehow it goes together these two things. If it's a regal with neatzmai, there's a din karis with neatzmai. If it's not a regal with neatzmai, it's the shlumin division, says no din karis. But even if there was a hizid division, then making the sheni doesn't help. As I state Rashi, even according to Reb Nosson. And the slach reads it, and the minchas chinuch mitzvah shin pei. But the Rishash says he didn't find this mashmais in Rashi like the slach it's a pel. The Rashi says in Mefurish, this Rashi, the Yomaskel Tashlumi Divishin, he says, Mefurish, Shilcha Chayiv Karis Divishin, Afilo Asas Hasheni. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, he's mashman at according to Rebbe Yechayiv, but according to Reb Nosson Yepater. Rebbe holds his two bezunder chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv on the sheni, and if someone didn't make, a chiyuv on the rishon, if someone didn't make the rishon, there's a naya chiyuv on the sheni, for anyone who didn't make the rishon. So Mela there, the Rambam holds that if you didn't make the rishon, be mezid, so Mela making the sheni is not going to help you. So it's two separate mechayvim. But the Rambam is mashma kuntem nasna dipata. The Rambam's lashon is, he says, according to Rebbe Yechayiv, even if you made the sheni, Because according to him, the sheni is not a teshlum edivishin. Smashma, according to Mnasa, the sheni is a teshlum edivishin, yipater. So I think in the Rambam, the pshat's like this. Teshlum edivishin means that you made up the vishin. You made it up. If you made it up, so you can't be chayiv kares. So what's the pshat that when you're a hizit berishin v'shagig b'sheni chayiv kares? What's the machloikish of Nasim Chayin ben Akavya according to the Rambam? That Rab Nosson holds you have a second chance. Pesach Sheni is a second chance. But Be'etzim is a Chiyuv Karis. There's a Chiyuv Karis in the Rishon. Now you have a second chance. If you did the second chance, then you got yourself a Ptur. If you didn't do it, even if you had Einis. But Lamaisiyah, you have a Mezin on the Rishon. You have a Mechayif on the Rishon. You have a second chance. If you do the second chance, the Shlumin. You're Mashlumin. Saveli and Potter. But if you didn't do the second chance, even if you're nine, this doesn't matter. You already have a mechayev. You already have a mechayev amazing. So if you manage the chatrain, fine. But if not, even if you're nine, it doesn't take away the mechayev. It's like a live and itik lase. Someone does a live and itik lase. So you ask him if it's mechayev lase, he patters alive. But if it's not mechayev lase, even for nine, he doesn't patter alive. If you're kima, will kima. You have a chance to patter, but if not, and I just live command the other dummy. But in the Yachazok and the Rambam and Hilchaskar and Pesach, Parakelach of Beis, he talked to passages like Rebbe, that Beshaga Genenis Berishin and Hizib Besheni is Chayim. But then he says, Hizib will Hikriv Berishin and Rezim Akiv Besheni. Vimloi Hikriv Besheni, Afish Shaga Gerezim Chayim, of course. So it sounds like even according to Rebbe, that holds that Shaga Berishin and Hizib Besheni is Chayim. But here's the berishin: if you hikriv b'sheni, you potter, because the chiyuv karis is only for someone that doesn't make the pesach altogether. Now, if you didn't make the pesach altogether, Rebbe holds it, you could be amazed at berishin and michayev, you can amazed at b'sheni and michayev. Either one is a michayev. Rav Nosson holds no. You need the hizit berishin. Since sheni is the shlum in berishin, doesn't have an egg in a michayev. The michayev needs a hizit berishin. If Chaim and the Kavi holds, he needs hizit by both. But l'kuli alman the Rambam minyan. If you did the sheni, so you did the Pesach. Even according to Rebbe. So those are the three shittas. Rashi's faket. Both according to Rebbe and according to Rav Nosson, the hizit berishin is a mechayev even if you made the sheni. Tashlumin just means it can't be an egg and a mechayev. But it doesn't take care of the mechayev of the rishin. The rishin is an egg and a mechayev even if you made the sheni. Just like shagag, the sheni, you mechayev. Who then also says sheni also mechayev? Even according to Rav Nosson. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos holds that according to Rebbe, his berishin is chayev even if he did the sheni. But according to Rav Nosson, it's teshlumin, so his berishin is only chayev if you didn't do the sheni. If you didn't do the sheni, but honest, you might have mechayev, because his berishin alone is a mechayev. But you need that aloy also says sheni. But according to Rambam and Yad, he was chayev from the Sefer HaMitzvos. He holds according to everyone, if you did the sheni, you can't be chayiv. You did the Pesach. The whole sugya is if you didn't do either. So according to Rebbe, either maize is good enough. According to Rav Nosson, you need bedafka the mezid of the rishon, and according to Rav Kav, you need both mezidim. That's the sugya. Now the Gemara says, "V'azul tamayu." The Tanya Gershon is gaim and shnei psachim. The chen katan shigdom and shnei psachim. Chayiv lasis pesach sheni the Rebbe, because he does no teshlum in the rishon. Hills Hashemi has its own Mechayim, so even if someone is not Chayim, Berishin would have to do Besheni. But Rav Nosson holds the Shlum in the Rishin. He holds the Gershon is Chayim ben Shnei Pesachim, Kanshil ben Shnei Pesachim, Kol she'zakuk l'Rishin zakuk l'Sheni, Kol she'ein zakuk l'Rishin, ein zakuk l'Sheni. That's the sugya. So the Rambam passes like Rebbe, since Gershon is Chayim ben Pesach Rishin l'Sheni, the Chayim katan shigdom ben Shnei Pesachim, Chayav l'mas is Pesach Sheni. But then he writes from Shach to all of the Rishin Potter. That's only by katan, not by ger. It can't be shach and on a guy. It could be shach for a katan. So that's a big chiddush, even though he's a katan. It helps what you shach on him to pater from Pesach Sheni. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, Ikel emedik ot the katan b'chiyuv b'turuhu. What's the pshat that if you shach at the katan b'rishin, you don't make his pater in the Sheni? Why? He's not a b'chiyuv b'turuhu b'rishin. So if Chaim explains the kasha, Chaim in the chiddushim and Chaim Alevi al-Ramam them, and Mari says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, if somebody became a shaita, and he ate matzah while he was a shaita, and then he became normal again, so he's not yetz in the mitzvah matzah ate by the shaita because he was not a bar chiyuv at the time, he has to eat matzah again after he became normal. So why don't you say the same thing? A Kadim brings the Karban Pesach, he's not a Bar Chiyuv. He shouldn't be Yaitzi the Karban Pesach for the Karban Pesach he brought when he was a Katan. So the Kasim Mishnah says, in the name of Mikurkis says there in the bottom, the cave in the Rachman arrived the Kan Shiishkatu all of a Shiimnulav, Niftu Bekachman Hashemi. Since the Torah made a rebuy for a Katan, they could check on a Katan, be man a Katan on a Karban Pesach, so the Karban becomes part of the Pesach Shemi. So he spoke before on the Pei Chesem and Aleph that Reb Chaim brings the Shittas Rashi, and this we're going to go with the Rambam Musa, that even if you're Tzelevei Savas is live deraisa, but he's still going to be money on the Pesach. As we spoke about, Tzelevei Savas live deraisa means that he's no chiyuv, he has no chiyuv to do it, but Lamaisa Tzelevei's Mikol Makam, the Gemara says, and he has a din minui on the Pesach of the Av. Now the Shaila is, good, so the Katan's Mimuna on the Pesach. We still learn about Chiyuva. How does it work? And the Chanami is Mimuna on the Pesach. But how can the Mitzvah does when it's the Katan? We have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafches. A Mitzvah someone does when he's part that doesn't count. So how could the Karban Pesach that he brings, how could it count? So Chaim says two Mahalchim. First tickle he says is, right, that since the Katan can be money on the Karban Pesach, so now there's a chilti pesach and matzah. By matzah, someone eats matzah, or any other mitzvah that he does when he's potter, he gets nothing. A mitzvah is only a mitzvah when it becomes mechuyiv in the mitzvah. Someone who's not mechuyiv in the mitzvah, pechalish kemais a mitzvah, there's no kiyum. Nothing happened. A shaita eats matzah, nothing happened. Now Shein came, a katan's mumuna on a karban pesach. He has a kiyum of a pesach, a hantach a pesach in keshina. He has a pesach. He is money on this Pesach. He's the Bala Karban of the Pesach. It's a chalais. The Pesach worked. By a mitzvah, there is no shum chalais b'chlau by an asiyas mitzvah of someone who's pater. But a katan, even though he's pater from the mitzvah. But when you bring a Pesach for a katan, there's a din, selabay savay, selabay yis mikol makayim, you can remind a katan on your Pesach, but there is rishos. So zayna Pesach, there's a chalais. He was a makir of Pesach. So good he didn't have a mitzvah. About Pesach he had. By matzah, there's no such thing as having matzah. All there is a key mitzvah. You ate matzah, b'shas, and there's no key mitzvah, there's nothing. By Pesach, there's such a thing. You have Baal Karban in the Pesach. It's called his. So Mamele has a Karban, so Mamele has a thing of Pesach Sheni. That's his first mahalach. And then he wanted to go a step further. Even if you say you need the mitzvah of the Pesach, because the gavra doesn't have a kiyum in the mitzvah. But the chefsif in the mitzvah of Pesach he has. It's a chsayin in the gavra. The gavra is not a bar patur. By matzah, someone who's a bar patur eats the matzah, there's no chefsif in the mitzvah. Here, the bounty is a carbon Pesach. That's a chefsif of a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Now, mitzvah the gavra, you don't have a kiyum mitzvah. But mitzvah the chefsif says the kiyum mitzvah, so when it becomes a gadol, he has that kiyum mitzvah also, it's considered he was mekayim the mitzvah ready. Now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ezu derech chaykev and emedim ulachutz kemedas ulachal ruach divrei Rabbi Akiva." Rabbi Akiva says, "Derech chaykev is min emedim ulachutz and the same distance of emedim in all directions." And the Gemara says, "Ula tamei the amar ula ezu derech chaykev kol shein yachal the kanes b'shas shchita." The Gemara means ula the emedim is 15 mil, and 15 mil is a shear that he can come b'shas shchita. So Rashi says, what does it mean, any chal kanes b'shash shkita? Because 15 mil, according to the Gemara, is a shear it takes to go from chatzais to shkia sacham. So shkita starts from chatzais and goes to shkia sacham. And after shkia sacham, no, because then this will be shkia sacham. And for chatzais, the shkia sacham is 15 mil. So the 15 mil, according to Rashi, is the amount of time it takes to walk from chatzais until shkia sacham. So if somebody by chatzais is an amount is a far enough away that he can't get to the Azara by Shkia Sechama, is a male is B'derech HaChayka. The Rambam, Menuchas Karim Pesach, Perikei Aloch HaChas and Tess, says a different word. The Rambam says, Eze Derech HaChayka is Tess of Mil Chutz L'Chayim Is Yushalayim, like Ula says, 15 mil. Misha Yebeinu Yebeinu Yushalayim B'yayimar Ba'osim Elias HaShemesh Chamisha Asim Mil Yaisim. If between him and Yushalayim on the 14th day Im Aliyas Hashemesh, by sunrise, there's 15 mil, raise derech chayka. Hayim beinayu beina pachas mizeh. If less it is less than 15 mil, ainim derech chayka. Nay, sheyachal yishlaim achak chatzais, kishalach meragel benachas. Because then he can get yishlaim by chatzais, when it goes slowly. So the machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, this 50 mil of ula, the ani yachal lekanes b'shash shchita, according to Rashi, the derech hachaykes starts by chatzos. Starts by this man that you're supposed to bring the Pesach. If you have to be derech hachaykes then. And 15 mil is a shear, you're on chatzos. So if you're too far to get to Yerushalayim b'shash shchita, meaning before the end of the shash shchita, so then, that's derech hachaykes. Taisos also learns that way. They were talking about they have to be there before this man shkita ends. But the Rambam holds in Shasant. The Rambam holds that Yachal Ekanes B'Shash Shkita means when shkita starts. You have to, if you're too far to get there for the shkita, when the shkita starts. And where do we start it from? We start it from Netzach Abba. So the Shagasai Simin Yitzayin is Matmi on the Rambam. Says, why did we start from Netzach Abba? He's not Mechuyiv in Netzach Abba. He's Mechuyiv in the Pesach from Chatzais. He's not mechuyev from Netz Nechama. The chiyev karm Pesach starts by Chatzais. Elam, are you going to tell me a shtickle that he's mechuyev to come before? He can't wait till Chatzais and then come. He has to come before. So what's happens? He has to come before on Yom Yudalad. He should have to come before a day early, 2 days early, whatever it is. If let's say on Yom Yudalad he's more than 15 mil away, but he should have came the day before Yom Yudalad, and then he had enough time to come. First emphasis here is Yom Yudal. Bishloim according to Rashi, the Pshat is, you don't have to wake up and do Chatzais. Chatzais you have a chiv. So if you're close enough now to get there before the end of the Shkit, it's good. But according to the Rambam, why are you waking up by an Eitz Hachama? You have to do Chatzais. Elamai, you have to get there earlier. So what's emphasis in Eitz Hachama? And then ask another Kasha, even if it's Loim, somehow you'll tell me that a Yom Yudal is when you have to go. The Yom Yudal starts by Leis HaShachar. Why are we starting with Netz HaChama? Netz HaChama is not the beginning of Yom Yudal. Yom Yudal starts from Leis HaShachar. Leis HaShachar Yimamahu. What's the Sepela? So I saw Rabbi Yashiv in the Arisim Seth of Sachim. He says, not so sure. The Din of Derech HaChayka is telling you a tremendous Chiddush. The Din of Derech HaChayka is telling you that if you're far away, you don't have to come. So thus state that that's totally in Yom Yudalad. Enech Rami, the Chiyav of Pesach already starts by Chatzais. Like Abilan Adinim, you're not considered Mechiyav in the Pesach till Chatzais. But this din of Derech HaChayka, that when you're too far away to come, you don't have to come, that starts in Yom Yudalad. This is a Shvet. So why does it start from Aleis HaShachar? Because it's still about the Derech that you're going. And when the people start going, they start going in Eitz HaChav, Leilam Yikana Sadam Chitayv, Eitz HaChitayv. So that's why it starts with Netz Hachama of Yom Yudalad. Then the Shagas says it's bothered also the other way. Rashi says it's very good. Rashi, the pshat is, if you could come in b'shash shchita, so you're not called b'derech hachayka. But according to Ram, you have to be there b'tchilas b'shash shchita. What's the pshat in that? It's also very shvei. But there's a machlekes achrayin in what exactly the Rambam means. The Minchas Chinuch says a gemal legezach. The Minchas Chinuch in Siman Shempei, he says that the Rambam shteit dichidish, that if you're more than 15 mil away from Yerushalayim in the beginning of Yom Yudalad, even if, let's say, you make it to Yerushalayim, you could even make it to Yerushalayim before Chatzais. If you're only 15 mil away, that's walking by foot. You get on a horse, like we'll see the next of it, you'll get there. So let's say Yitaka do that. Let's say a person was 15 mil away from Yerushalayim in the morning of that Netz HaChama of Yudalad, according to the Rambam, and he got on a horse, and he got to Yerushalayim, he's there in Yerushalayim by Chatzais. Well, right outside the Beis HaMikdash. Zakhti Melchus Chinuch, he's B'derech HaChayka. Nishnai, he's part of bringing Karim Pesach, he can't bring Karim Pesach. Zakhti Lehurtza. That's it in the Derech HaChayka. You have to be, in order to bring a Karim Pesach, in order to be Mechuyev to bring a Karim Pesach, according to Rav Nachman, in order to be Roy to bring a Karim Pesach, Rav Sheshes, you have to be within 15 mil of your slime in the morning of your Yudalad. If not, no Karim Pesach for you. Even if you're there by Chatzais, tremendous Kiddush, that's Xeris HaKasim. So Rav Shach, and Aviezer, Hilchos Karim Pesach, Perakei Halacha Aleph, he says, Shtein Ram Nishtazai, the Ram says like this, Misha Yivderech HaChayka, V'shach the Mizarek of Saddam, Afal Pi, Shebol Erev, Voyhutz, V'chayiv the Pesach Shein. So in Ramam state, if you were ready B'derech HaChayka, and they shechter and you, while you were b'derech hachayka, then it's lehurtza, even though you managed to come in before the night. But vice versa, if the time of the shechita you weren't b'derech hachayka, so then you don't have to be b'derech hachayka. In the dichiv derech chayka, the state in Ram, the Ram doesn't say misha hayiv derech chayka ba'aliyas hashemesh al yom yudalid v'shachiv v'zarko v'hirtza. He says misha hayiv derech chayka v'shachiv v'zarko v'dam afilu afi shabala erev v'hirtza. But it sounds like kol zman you're not b'derech chayka, the shkita would work. So that's what Avshach says. Avshach says, who would think you'll be chayiv in Karim Pesach? The only time you're potter from Karim Pesach is if you talk about derech chayka b'shach shkita. So why is the Rambam talking about it by Elias HaShemesh? So Zot Avshach, because the Rambam holds as a chilvi derech chayka and everything else like we spoke. That derech chayka is different than other einsim. Other einsim, if you don't make the Karim Pesach sheni chayiv karis, derech chayka, if you don't make the Pesach sheni, you're potter from karis. So here, we're talking about a guy's an einis. So when a guy is an einis, so then the halacha is like this. If he was within 50 mil of Yishlayim in the morning of Tetzvah, of Yudalit, so then he's not b'derech chayka. But if he wasn't within 50 mil of Yishlayim in the morning of Yudalit, and he had an einis, then he's called derech chayka. But if he doesn't have an einis, so he's not called derech chayka, he's amazed. As I said to Roshach and Shusant, the Chazon Ish really also holds that way, since Vachem Simadal Neis to Zayin. But he holds, the Chazon Ish is maskim to Rav Shach, that if you weren't b'derech chayka after Chatzais, you're not going to have a p'tur. The p'tur is only if you remain b'derech chayka by the Zman Shchita. But he holds another thing. He holds that even if you weren't b'derech chayka in the beginning of the Shchita, and you went b'derech chayka after Chatzais, you'll also have a p'tur. You'll also have a p'tur, because now you're b'derech chayka. So Eibaz, what's b'chlal v'nafkemina if you're b'derech chayka b'tchilas yom? So after Chazon Ish, before he got to the brackets, he says, the right is, there's a shayla if you mechuyev to come. We spoke out in the previous year, the Minchas Chinuch holds you always mechuyev to come, but the Tzlach and the Netziv, Taizen Av Gimel Mebez is mashmur, the Gemara Nef Ayin, that a person b'derech chayka is b'chlal v'mechuyev to come. So does Dr. Chazon Ish, that derech chayka is defined that you're 15 mil away by Elias HaShemesh of Yudalit. If you happen to be more than 15 mil away by Elias HaShemesh of Yudalit, you're not mechuyev to come. But if you're within 15 mil by Elias HaShemesh of Yudalit, you're mechuyev to come. But let's say you didn't come. See, you attack him with Atham and Asay. But a curse you wouldn't have, and you'll still be dachli, even if you're in Derech HaChayka later. In the brackets, he says that after Chatzayis, you're not going to have a tour of Derech HaChayka. But it's mashma. But even if you're within 15 mil in the morning of Yudalit, and then afterwards you went b'derech chayka before Chatzayis, Yistaka still would have the p'tur. That's what the Chazon Ish is naming on. So as a mechudesh the Kashita Zeramah, that he's saying the derech chayka is totally an aliyah Hashemesh, and the shayla is, how does that work? Do you also have to be b'derech chayka b'zman shchita? Since we said that the Mechas Chinuch calls no, once you're b'derech chayka, then you have the dicha in the p'tur. But Rav Shach and the Chazon Ish says, no, it's only when you also b'derech chayka b'shach shchita. So what's the nafkemina if you b'derech chayka earlier? So Rav Shach holds the nafkemina is if you an einis, you'll have the p'tur of derech chayka. And the Chazon Ish says, the nafkemina is they not mechuyev to come. Now, nacha nekuda, Rashi says that the, going with shittas Rashi, the 15 mil go to shkia sachama. And Rashi says, v'mishtishka achama loy, the dam nifsu b'shkia sachama beizim ukaima. So Taisus here wants to know, why does Ula say that the dam is nisu mishkiya sachama? In other words, mitzchila shkiya. Taisus holds, and this we'll speak about on the next domina, that tzadik dalet amud aleph, Taisus holds that til tzeisik echavim, which is 4 mil after shkiya sachama, it's day. So where do we get dam nisu mishkiya sachama? The Gemara dashes it in Zvachim Dachnan Vav from B'yei Mekrivi Zivchai, and we all that's it's called Yamami. So where does he get shkiya sachama to be the Seif's man of the Pesach? So Taisus in Zvachim, Tafnum Vavim and Aleph, he says like this. He says, there's two psukim. There's a pasuk B'yayim Tzavai, he said, Avayin has to be B'yayim. And the pasuk B'yayim Akivah Zivka Tari Dan Nisu B'shkiya Sechama. And since you have an extra pasuk, so that teaches you that you don't have to say Sechachavim. You have to Shkiya Sechama. So now you did, that Shkiya Sechama is the time where Dam is Pasul, and Avayin has to stop B'shkiya Sechama. Not even though the yoyim goes to say sekechavim, but the avodas mishmikdash has to start b'shkiya sechama, dam nisul b'shkiya sechama. As I state in Taisin Zvachim Nafnum Vav, and this gemara is a big raya to it. See, it's a shaila about tefillas mincha. Tefillas Mincha, till when can you daven Mincha? Rashi says in the beginning of Tefillas Hashachar, till Achashecha. That sounds like Seisa Kechavim. As I pass in the Turin Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, he says, Ad Alayla. And there are more so. Ad Seisa Kechavim. But Kamer Rishayim all not the way. Rabbeinu Yonah says that even though the night doesn't go till Seisa Kechavim, and according to Benetan, Ben Hashmash, it doesn't start until about 15 minutes before Seisa Kechavim. And before that, it's Yoyim, but now Lagabi Mincha. Lagabi Mincha, Shkia stops it. Since you're son, because a lot of people who are makbid lagabi other halachas by mincha they daven later, but the rishonim hold fakert that even for malachas Shabbos you're allowed to do it after shkia. Ben Hashmasha starts later, but mincha shkia sechama because davening is for shkia sechama. That means shkia rishonim. That means shkia sunset. And they'll do many yena, and the marcha and the guys maimon they bring it. For the ma'aser the shayir sayir simin yud zayin, he's chaylik on the rishonim. He holds that he brings a lot of rayas that the dam is not nisul b'shkiya sechama, and it goes till seisa kechavim. So our sugya, like he says, maybe you can answer like the Rambam that the 6 hours is neisachama till chatzis. But the Shaar Gesayah has the Rambam very shverusul like he asked. So he holds that the pshat is that v'shachatu bein arabayim, the shchitas pesach has to be bein arabayim. Bein arabayim only goes till shkiya sechama. But the Zrika could go till Seisa Kechavim. You could still do Aveda afterwards. You see, he's bothered with Rashi. We said over that Rashi in the beginning of Tefillas Hashachar says, Ad Erev means Achashecha. Rashi also, Zvachim Daf Nevav, also asked the Kasha, why did he be Yom Akpiva Zivk to tell you that the Dam is Nisul B'Shkiya Sechama? Typically, be Yom Tzavaisa, you can't do Melacha anyway, you can't do Aveda anyway after Shkiya Sechama. So Rashi answers, because otherwise, you could be malon at Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. Rashi says a teretz. So it's Mashiach from Rashi, it's the same din, it's the same din yoyim. So Shai Gashai is bothered. So why does Rashi here say, Dam this v'shkiya sechama? Rashi is Mashiach is the same din yoyim. The yoyim goes to Tzeis v'kechavim. So it could be, you could say that Rashi holds like the Ga'inim, that the yoyim also only goes to shkiya sechama. We'll speak about the shita of Ga'inim is that shkiya sechama attack is the end of the day. So that would answer the steer in Rashi.